He knows it. He's just fiddling with it.
Lord, please light the fire that once been bright and clear. Replace the lamp of my first love that burns with holy fear. I want to take your word and shine it all around. First help me just to live it, Lord. And when I'm doing well, help me to never seek a crown, for my reward is giving glory to you.
This one upstairs I'll get anyway, if it's not there. It's in the computer case upstairs, you know, in the cupboard, in one of the pockets. So look in that one, yep. And we might put our name on that too.
Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child.
I think to make it, see if you can come up here and do that, Mel. Okay, here we go. Thank you so much. So we have been going through the G, the R, the O and the W, not actually in that order, which is fine because we need to be doing all of them all the time. So that's all right, concurrently. And so we've gone through getting ready for Jesus' return and being prepared as the bride of Christ. Jeffrey came last week and did relationships, which was really wonderful. And we had worshipful lifestyle as well, brought by Toto. So today we have Melanie coming up to talk to us about opportunity. So let's give her a warm welcome. And Lucy, another, oh yes. Wow, we are feeling so welcome today. That's awesome. How about I pray for you guys? Is that all right? Wonderful. I'll put my hand around there. There we go. Lord, we thank you. How awesome you are. We thank you that you invite us into a beautiful journey of growth in you, that we get to partner with you in this life forevermore. How wonderful. And Lord, you could snap your fingers and make everything just right on earth, but you actually invite us in that we get to do that. Get to partner with you, get to spread your love, get to bring healing to others, get to tell others about how awesome you are. And so, Lord, as Melanie and Lucy come today, Lord, may they just know a great sense of your presence upon them, that they are seated in authority, Lord. So may they just come with your confidence and your joy in the Holy Spirit today, to share what you've put on their hearts. And Lord, I pray for our hearts and ears as well, that they would be open to you, Holy Spirit, to deposit what you want to really say to us today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Set this up first. I'll just get our paper organised. Okay. So, this is for Lucy's first time up here. And And I very much appreciate it because we weren't sure whether I was going to be here today. And Lucy said, well, if you're not, I'll step up and just take your place. So, given that I am here and I am speaking, we thought, well, given that we wrote parts of this specifically for Lucy to share, why wouldn't she come up and just share anyway? So, I'm going to hand over to Lucy to start with.
Good afternoon, everyone. We are doing opportunity today. Be alert and keep your eyes wide open. Sound advice on so many levels. Many won't know Michaela, my sister, and I do have permission to share this story. When Michaela turned 18, she started spending night out with friends in places that weren't recommended for any person, let alone a young person should go. As many would know, parents can say their piece and give advice, but children choose whether to take it on board. Mum's advice, don't go. But the next best advice was be alert and have your eyes wide open. Young adults growing into new roles and responsibility in life keep their eyes open both for danger and for opportunities. The same could possibly be for families going somewhere on a new holiday. They're always alert for opportunities to make the most of their holiday destination. For example, we went to Kangaroo Island not too long ago and tried to make the most of every moment we were there, keeping our eyes peeled or wide open for exciting adventures that we could go on, places to visit and eateries to indulge at.
So today, as we delve into O in the acronym GROW, O is all about taking opportunities, being alert for those opportunities, and being ready for Christ's return by sharing Jesus with others. And earlier in March, Maria asked, "Who has your heart?" We've been hearing about growing in the grace and the heart knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthening a relationship between us as an individual and Him, living a worshipful lifestyle, and growth in building relationships with others.
God is bridegroom to us, the bride of Christ. Now, I don't know what it is like to be married, which is good. But I've watched Mum and Richard for over a year now, and I can see that both of them, in their marriage, want to bless each other and do things that bring joy. Like when Richard automatically starts rubbing Mum's feet when she sits with her feet up. Or like Mum taking their Saturday morning coffees onto the balcony to enjoy some quiet time with the birds together.
Now, as we mature in relationship with God, we want to find opportunities to bless His heart and to meet what He desires of us. As we grow in relationship with Him, we are safe to take those opportunities and do just that. Part of doing that is building relationships with others and sharing the gospel with them. And when we develop a healthy and strong relationship with God, we become what is known as spiritually mature. And the more we are passionate about our groom, Jesus, the more we know Him and grow spiritually with Holy Spirit. Then the more we want to see His kingdom come, the more we will ask. If this will work. I have still got it on. There it is. We will ask, seek, and knock, looking for opportunities to spread the word of His glorious love. So let's go back to where Lucy started for just a moment. Just like young adults finding their way, or families going on holiday and making the most of their time, we are called to be alert, to have our eyes wide open, and to be wise with our time. We read this in Ephesians 5, 1 to 2 and 15 to 16. Therefore, Be imitators of God as beloved children. And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Yeah. Thanks, Lucy. But where do we do this? How do we do this? Well, let's start in our sphere of influence, just as Toe spoke about a couple of weeks ago. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Well, let's start with our Jerusalem, our hometown, or those closest to us and those that we naturally have in our day-to-day. What can our opportunities look like? Ta-da. Could someone just click that for me, please? Thank you. It could look like an invitation. It might be an invitation to a friend to go to youth group. It might be to ask a stranger that you've met on a walk to the nearest cafe for a cuppa. It might be to invite a family over for dinner. Or perhaps ask or allow someone to sit with you in a cafe or on the park bench or even here at church. It could be a blessing. It might be a gift of money as you feel prompted by the Spirit. It might be sharing your jacket on a cold day. It might be showing the grace in heated situations that can come up even at the checkout. Or perhaps buying a coffee for a colleague. It might be giving a word of knowledge when prompted. Always do this. Do it frequently. This could be at church. It could be at home. It might be as you're shopping or at family events. It might be while you're sitting at the park with your children playing. For children or youths, it might be in a class, whether at school or at uni. It might even be on the train if you catch public transport. It might be just a simple offer of prayer. Oh, we've gone to... Richard had a lovely example of this a few weeks ago, an example of just offering prayer to a stranger. Richard bought me a new watch, and he picked it up from a lady at her home. And he asked her, you know, how are you? As you do. And this lady responded with the fact that she'd had a hard couple of weeks, and she actually wasn't doing very well. So Richard felt prompted by the Spirit to ask her what had been going on. And she explained that her husband had passed away just a couple of weeks before from cancer. So Richard stepped out of his comfort zone and offered just to pray for her. Now he could see that that was an appreciated moment, the conversation and the prayer. All of these examples can only be fruitful if you are alert and have your eyes wide open for the opportunities that God presents you with. We ask. We ask God for the opportunities. We seek out the opportunities. And we knock on doors, both figuratively and sometimes, as in Richard's case, literally, to find those opportunities. But for some of us, this seems just a little bit daunting. However, if we have that childlikeness as an approach to this, just as Jesus asked us, a childlikeness in pursuing the lover of our souls, then we can step into opportunities readily, if we have our eyes wide open. We actually just need to be available to be used and to be looking for those opportunities. Let's see if this is working. Yeah, it is. So 2 Timothy explains that the Spirit is not a spirit of timidity. We all have the power of the kingdom living in us. For God gave us a spirit not of fear or timidity, but of power and love and self-control. And it goes on to say in verse 8 to 10. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, who saved us and called us to a higher calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Saviour Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So again, we all have the power of the kingdom living in us. We can go confidently into all the world because we go with God's grace. We go for his purpose that we are called into because Jesus defeated death and brought life for all. So my challenge to you, is our God big enough for you? Do you believe that our God is big enough for you to do your little part of seeking, in asking for those opportunities? For you to knock on doors and take the opportunities to share Jesus with others, and that he will do the rest? Because the rest is his job, not ours. Do you believe firmly that Jesus, the Son of God, who was big enough to conquer death and bring eternal life and relationship with God for everyone, will meet you when you step into your Jerusalem? Or into your Judea and Samaria? Will you trust? Will you trust the Spirit of power living within you, the Spirit of love and self-control living within you? And we all sung it before. Will you really boast in Jesus Christ, in his death and resurrection? Will you be passionate for your bridegroom and seek those opportunities to bless him, the lover of your soul, the one who saved you and everyone? Will you seek opportunities to share how wonderful it is and how wonderful he is with others? And those opportunities, as we listed before, don't need to be huge stand on a corner and preach. They're little things like offering a coffee and saying, let me bless you today. Let me love on you just a little bit. Will you pray with me? Father God, what you have done through sending your Son for us individually, your passion to have us reconciled with you and that all would be reconciled with you, that we would all be able to have a healthy relationship with you, that we would all be able to live a worshipful lifestyle just because we love you, because you are the Alpha and Omega, because you are the Lord, you are the King of Kings. Father, we just give you thanks. And we want to offer ourselves to you and say, Lord, would you teach me how to keep my eyes open even more than I do now? Lord, would you show me the opportunities you present to me on a daily basis that maybe right now I'm missing? Because I know you're offering them to me all the time. Lord, I want to grab hold of them. Would you open my eyes more? Would you open my heart more, Lord, that I would have the same compassion that you had for us? That I would have compassion for those around me, to bless them in little ways, to open up opportunities with you, Holy Spirit, to talk about how much you love the person in front of me. Lord, we just give you glory for our day today. We thank you that you don't just snap your fingers like Maria said. You know, that it's not a snap your fingers and everything is made whole and perfect again. But Lord, you invite us in to relationship with you that we can step into those spaces. Father, we want to take those opportunities. We bless you, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, Melanie. I had the words as you were sharing that too, like a little whisper. Are you willing to be disrupted? We get so stuck in our minds, don't we, about what we're going to do each day, and we go down that track. And I find, you know, it's easy to stay in that track. Living with Toe, he's such a joy. He loves to delegate. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. But if there's something needs to be done, he'd think, oh yeah, okay. He'll have the idea, but he probably won't do it, but he'll find someone else to do it. So living with him, he's often giving me ideas that, oh, Maria, you could do this now, you could do that. And I'm thinking, ah. So after 30 odd years, I think I don't jump to every, well, here it comes, another one. So this week he mentioned about a lady, an international student who was struggling, and I was waiting for the end of that conversation, and sure enough it was, oh, Maria, can you give her a call? But that one I sense, yes, Lord, you know, that's one I need to do. And she's a Muslim lady from Palestine who came here to study, finished that, and had her husband and three children. But as often actually sadly happens, the relationship in the marriage became very pressured, and even though it wasn't always that great, she was really in the face of violence, and so were the children. But she realised in Australia you can stand up for your rights. So she said, if you do that again, I'm going to report you. So he left back. He got on a plane, went back to Palestine. She's here with no job now because he arranged that she would get fired, and she got three children. So I met with her and bought her the coffee. No, it's not about that. Sat with her and heard her story, and she's beautiful, a beautiful woman. And we shared life, and she shared her story, and she needed a human being to talk to. And sometimes, you know, people just need that, and we can be there for that. And you know, she loves God. She's Muslim, and I thought, that's fine. I don't have to worry about the outcome of this, Jesus. I just need to bring your love. And so we talked, and I said to her, I said, because I felt the Spirit was doing this, because you wouldn't want to say it otherwise, but I said, I thank God might have allowed you to come to Australia, go through really bad stuff, but you're now in this place that now you're in Australia. If she goes back home, he'll take the children away from her and she will probably suffer some harm. So she's here. And I said, wow, God's got you here. And she looked at me, she said, I think God has done that too for me. So here we are. You would wonder, maybe poles apart, but we're talking about the kindness and the goodness of God, and she's agreeing with that. So it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was like our hearts connected, and it was great to be able to bless her with some material stuff as well. But I took her home, and I said in the car, oh, gee, I'd like to just pray with you, if that's okay. So, you know, just prayed about the goodness and kindness of God and her protection and stuff. In the name of Jesus, just because she knows I'm a Christian, that's fine. And then she prayed for me. Isn't she beautiful? So isn't God good? You know, as we are willing to be disrupted. Now, I know I've shared this with you. Now you're going to make me accountable because I need to follow this up. And so I need to allow myself to be disrupted from all the things that I've got organised this week to keep that heart connection for God to bring his kindness in. And so really very encouraging what Melanie said, isn't it? That we're here for his opportunity to use us. And will we let him do that? Because it's not always in our schedule. It's never in our schedule, actually. So we need to be on the lookout for it. Yeah, awesome. So why don't we just... This is our time when we're really asking, Holy Spirit, would you just come and shine your light in my life and in my heart about this? You know, I've heard these words. What is it you want to say to me this afternoon? So I'm going to invite you to stand because we're going to sing some worship songs, a couple of worship songs, and then hang in that space with Holy Spirit. So thank you, Lord, for your goodness, that with you we're constantly invited.